Welcome to another episode of Irrational Moms. We're coming to you from your favorite neighborhood, MILF Estates, where us moms love you so much. We're giving away a few NFL tickets, and Annabelle's going to basically explain that in a few minutes. But you can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or go to irrationalmoms.com and watch us. Don't forget to like us, subscribe, comment, and ask a safer work question if you have one, and we may answer it here. And we also have a Twitter and a Reddit page, so you can go ahead and find us over there too. So coming up, we have one of our fans asked us a question of the week, and I think it's just kind of – flows into like what we did with last week with Thanksgiving. We want to also talk about why women are so irrational and they cry during sporting events. not us, not me.
But
other moms. We also need to talk about the big football game this week. And no, it's not the Chiefs beating up on the Raiders or the amazing overtime game between the Eagles and their Bills. But we'll touch on that too. But we're gonna talk about college football. As you can see, Annabelle's like, she's all ready. Anyways, Annabelle, why don't you tell us about this giveaway that's happening this weekend?
So we are the podcast is giving away my two Rams tickets for this weekend. It's the Rams Browns on Sunday. I think it's like a 1 o'clock game. It's a day game. They are front row tickets. They are on the glass on the opposing team's tunnel. So it's if you're a Browns fan, you could also enjoy yourself because you'll get to see the Browns players coming right below you. It's free to enter the contest. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to subscribe to anything. I mean, they cost money. All we ask is you follow us on Twitter, including the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast on YouTube. So subscribing on YouTube, people seem to think this is an obstacle. You know what you do? You just click subscribe. That's it. It costs no money. It's literally no effort. People were like, that's too much effort. And I'm like, for free front row NFL tickets, it's too much to click four buttons. That's all you have to do. I mean, I'm somewhat joking, but that's literally all you have to do. So if you want to join the contest, you can go to Irrational Mom's Twitter. So you go there and there's a post pinned to the very top and it tells you what to do, which is just what I said. All you have to do in there is comment, go Rams or go Browns. And the drawing is going to be random. We're going to do it Friday morning. And whoever wins gets two front row tickets to Rams Browns and a parking pass. It is the on-site parking in the green zone. It's not like a thing where you have to park and walk.
But I think the most important thing is what? You need to be local.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, the fine print is...
What if you just really want to go to the game? Maybe they'll fly. But ideally, you're probably local.
Well, and some people are like, I work for the airline, so I'll come down and go if I win. I'm like, that's totally cool. However, the only stipulation is you cannot sell or transfer these tickets to someone else. I had a couple people say, well, I'm entering, but I can't go. And I'm like, why are you entering? They're like, we'll give the tickets to someone else. I'm like, no. This is my giveaway, dummies. This is my giveaway, not yours. And one guy was like, well, I'll give them to someone in need. I'm sorry. No one needs NFL tickets also. They're great. I love them. But like, seriously, guys, come on.
Can't feed their family, but we got Rams. Right.
I'm going to keep it real with you. We do other stuff for charity to help needy people. This is just for fun. I can't go to the game. I'm going to be with Miss Poindexter doing something super fun. Unfortunately, I'm not missing it to go to the SEC championship with Tris.
I know. That would have been so fun.
I know, but we could not make it work.
It was too close. Man, those tickets are just insane pricing. And that was like already.
Really? Like, what's the pricing on that? Is it more expensive?
The lowest one I saw was like $500 for. Like,
yeah, but I wouldn't sit in those seats. They would cost like $1,500 to $2,000 for the seats I would sit in. Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, I would do it, but it is a lot. Yeah, like the
plus
national championship games.
Plus $500 worth of snacks, I'm sure.
Plus I got to fly there, so there's that.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's really just like lack of foresight and planning. I just, you know, couldn't make it work. So anyway, if you want to go to the Rams-Browns game, like and follow us on Twitter and YouTube. Yes. And go to the Twitter, say go Rams or go Browns in the contest thing, and you're in. It's a random drawing. Anyone can win. You just have to be able to go to the game. So once you get the tickets, you can't transfer them or sell them. So don't be trying to pull no fast ones. This isn't a way to make money. I'm trying to be nice.
And she will know. She knows people around her seats.
Well, there's a restriction on them, so you actually can't. Once you get
Is there? Okay.
I've been through this before where people would like literally try to get free tickets and then sell them. I'm like, what a bunch of like, come on. Oh, sorry. I shouldn't say that.
Jeez.
Well, all right. It's the first few minutes, so you're not supposed to cuss in the beginning.
Oh, that's good to know.
We'll pass the threshold.
Yes. All right. Okay. So we will have more information about that. And we'll have our producer put it on, and we have it all over our social media. So yeah, look for that. And go Rams. All right. So Tris, what's this amazing snack that you have for us? And then can we talk about this? Oh my God, Santa.
She's bouncing already.
So I know she's already excited about her snacks.
I'm so hungry. Right. I was thinking earlier actually about how in the movie when he makes the spaghetti and he puts like candy on top and then he puts syrup in the spaghetti. And like, do you guys remember that part?
Yes.
No.
I would try it. I'm not gonna lie. I would definitely try it.
You know, I never saw that movie until last year for the first time ever.
What? It's a great movie.
No, I did not like it.
My snack, it's very sandwichy. Okay, I'm going to tell you my idea. So this is actually Nutella and peanut butter.
I knew it was going to be Nutella, yes.
Nutella and peanut butter, which I think is going to be fantastic. Sometimes I'll take the Nutella container and the peanut butter container and you just take a scoop out of each one.
Yeah.
And it's like your very own little peanut butter cup. But I almost did, and I think I maybe ate all the bacon for breakfast this morning, but I was going to do
Nutella. Do not tell me. No.
In bacon. What's wrong? Why not? I've not tried it, but it sounds like it would be appealing. Sweet and savory.
I've done desserts. Chocolate
covered bacon.
I've done desserts with that combination before. I don't love it, but people love it. It's don't you know about the whole Elvis thing? Poindexter?
Mm-mm.
With like the peanut butter, bacon, and banana? Isn't that the Elvis thing? People always want me to make stuff like that.
I don't know.
I hate banana, but I was just glad you don't have banana in there.
But if you were going to have
I mean,
leftover bacon, I would say like make a fried egg sandwich and then put mayonnaise and mustard on it.
But I just
that's just a breakfast sandwich.
But with mayonnaise and mustard, it's really good.
But that's not sweet.
Bacon with the Nutella was like popping to me. And yeah. I probably need to try this. I didn't, but I may still.
I think that'd be good. Do you ever get those? I get these for my kids, those Nutella cups that has like the breadsticks on the side.
Yes.
It's like, those are like a huge hit.
I don't like the restrictions on how many breadsticks they put in there.
Yeah.
And that's basically just animal crackers. So I get a bag of animal crackers and Nutella, and I can make my own.
Well, of course, but for sending snacks to school, I'm not about to get up and portion out stuff. So, you know, they're good
for
that.
I don't have the limitations of these breadsticks, okay?
So then I'm just curious, do you take like a piece of like a Hershey's chocolate bar, like break it up and then stick it into a peanut butter jar? So you have like, you know.
Oh.
But the bar would be too firm. You need thin layers of chocolate to bite. Like, I don't want to eat.
No, if you take a Hershey's bar and like, you know, slice it up, like make it like little pieces.
Oh, like shave it up. Yeah.
Like shave it up. And then like you could stick it into like a thing of peanut butter and then like dip it and then eat it.
I bet they sell that already at Trader Joe's, like pre-made.
Sandwich.
The Nutella, the ones I like are the pretzel sticks.
That's what I'm talking about that we get. Well, they have breadsticks or pretzel sticks.
Yeah.
That we I just get whichever one Instacart has on the stock. I just click, you know, a giant container of those. Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly time.
Speaking of peanut butter and jelly, in the podcast post about cranberry sauce, somebody posted about trying peanut butter and cranberry sauce, and now I'm so intrigued.
That sounds good. Crunchy peanut butter.
Get out of here with my crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, God.
If I want crunchy peanut butter, I'll eat peanuts. Mix the butter in my mouth. I don't want
crunchy peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
That
so
would
be nasty.
You know what, Tris? I think we should try that. That sounds really good.
We should do a podcast where we try all the things that gross us out. I'm just saying. That would be kind of funny.
My lunch yesterday at work was literally, I was hungry and I didn't have time to do anything. I keep my personal container of peanut butter at work because I like to eat out of it with a spoon. Like we have our big containers for, you know, people, but this one has my name. And so I just ate like 4 spoonfuls of peanut butter. That was my lunch. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's
crunchy.
I don't need the bread carbs.
Was it crunchy?
No, hell no. I am never going to eat crunchy peanut butter under any circumstances willingly.
Oh, God,
even at your house, I have to go through like, no, not that one. That's the one I want. Because you always have both.
Yeah, I keep both because I have people that are like you in my family. All right. So speaking of cranberries, our question of the week comes from a fan. They want to know, what is your favorite leftover in general? And then what is your favorite holiday leftover meal, basically.
Like, what do you do with your leftovers?
And generally, what's your favorite meal to make with your holiday leftovers? Let me rephrase that since I can't speak this morning.
It's all right. We're not professionals. We're just moms.
Well, yeah. I was up super early this morning to take a take a monster to math tutoring. So up earlier than normal.
I saw a video that I think Mr. Poindexter would like. We don't do stuffing here, but they took the leftover stuffing and they put it in a waffle maker and made like a waffle, like a crunchy stuffing. And they put turkey and cranberry and like stuff on top. That's,
you know,
I could fuck with that.
Yeah, I have some leftover stuffing. I might have to do that.
Because stuffing, the best part of the stuffing is when the top, you know, that gets crispy in the oven. Mm-hmm. Like, we ate out for Thanksgiving and at a very nice restaurant, by the way. It was very, very average mid. The stuffing was just like glop on the plate. I'm like, how are you a fine dining restaurant and this is the stuffing you're putting out? Like, put it on a sheet pan or in a hotel pan and put that shit in the oven and get it crispy on the edges. Like, nobody wants mush bread with like no texture.
Yeah, that's gross.
I think some people like it because they stuff stuffing in a turkey, right? And it comes out all like moist.
Yeah, but so you gotta have some texture in there. Like, you can have celery or walnuts or something. Just a glop of wet stuff is not good.
Wet bread.
And in restaurants, they're not stuffing the turkey. They're cooking it in huge hotel pans or huge sheet pans. And this was just way too much broth.
That reminds me of have you ever heard of milk toast?
Milk toast. Maybe. I feel like.
You mean like the expression?
No, seriously. My dad at one point, because he was so poor growing up, that he's like, one morning, we were just, as kids, like, just giving him, like, a hard time. He's like, then fine, I'm going to make you milk toast. And he took a piece of bread and stuck it in a bowl and threw milk over it. And he's like, here you go. And I'm like, it reminds me of the wet stuffing.
That is disgusting. You want to know something? My southern side of my family does, the really poor southerners, they would make cornbread and they would get beans, like, the kind of beans Southerners make, right? What are the pinto beans,
pintos?
Right? But like, not refried beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you cook the beans, not from a can, but like you make them from scratch. Put the beans in the cup, and then you just stuff the cornbread in there. Or sometimes they would put buttermilk in a cup, put the cornbread in there, and just eat it. So that's like milk toast, basically.
Yes.
It is disgusting. The first time I saw my mom. Hell no. The first time I saw my mom eating wet bread out of a cup, I was like, what in God's name is that?
You know what else is like? So my grandmother used to make, and this, Tris, you might like this. This is a good snack. You take graham crackers and you put butter on them. Buttered graham crackers are so good.
My dad would saute Cheerios in butter, and let me tell you, that was good.
Yeah, right?
Add some salt. That's actually really like a really good really good snack. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I need to try these things.
So anything with real butter is good. If you give me like margarine or something that's like fake, or, you know, ladies, when you're trying to like cut corners and like watch your weight, look at the container. Butter has like the same amount of calories and fat, if not less, is better for you. Don't eat all that.
This is part of all the hoopla, like salt, and like you do need sodium and you do need carbs and you do need a lot of these things.
You need seasonings like on your food.
Exactly. Yes. Like people start gaining all these weight, all this weight after they stop eating these things. I'm like, why are you not just do your own research?
My mother-in-law will make Christmas cookies and Annabelle does this, and she won't put salt in there. And I'm like, how? You can't bake without salt. She made
a
pumpkin pie and didn't put sugar. She used Splenda.
Oh, that is so nasty. Look, I understand. If you have a real health condition, there might be reasons that you need to do this stuff. But for the most part, nobody wants that. Artificial is not good for you in any scenario. If you need to lose weight, just don't eat cookies or eat one cookie instead of 17. Yes. Eating fake ass cookies does not help you. You're still getting calories. They're just empty and useless. Just have one cookie. You know, have one little bite of chocolate before bed instead of eating like a whole bowl of something. Don't eat the fake sugar-free, you know, chocolate that I see at the drugstore when you go check out. You know, by the pharmacy, you see all those bags of artificial stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, maybe those are for diabetics. And for diabetics, you get a pass. But like for everyone else, no. And if you're making yourself diabetic, just stop that. Stop.
Right?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm on one today.
We did. Okay, we're getting away from our favorite leftover. Hey, so, Tris, what's your favorite leftover?
So, well, okay, you have to have everything combined, but, like, I did have, like, two servings of leftovers left. They did not last me very long because I love Thanksgiving leftovers.
Did you eat them in the car on the way home?
No, I did. I ate some as soon as I got home and then the next day. Okay. So, but in order to make the sweet potato casserole still as good, because you want marshmallows on there, but you're not going to, like, start the oven and do all this stuff, I have a little blowtorch. We're not going to say what it's for, but I have a little blowtorch. So I'll put marshmallows on top and, like, just
I have a blowtorch. I have one too, but it's like for actual little, the kitchen.
Yeah, we'll say it's for like, wait, souffle or
creme brulee.
Flambe.
So, Tris, yeah. I'm kind of disappointed because I, going back to this waffle thing with the stuffing, what you could have done this and taken it like for the ride home. You could have done two like little like waffles. A sandwich, yeah. Exactly. Put some turkey in there and then put a little bit of gravy, and then you could have put some cranberry sauce in there, and then You can eat it.
That sounds so good. If you guys try that, I need to see pictures. Because
you know, I ain't trying
you
that.
Know what I made at work one time? I made a grilled cheese waffle with tater tots. So you mash the tater tots into the waffle iron and make it, you know, and cook it that way instead of like frying the tater tots. And then, so I made two tater tot waffles, and then I put the cheese and then put them in the oven. Oh my God, that was so good.
Why haven't I tried any of these things yet?
I know. I'll make that for you for our next snack session.
Yes.
Okay, so Tris, what is your favorite leftover in general?
Probably the sweet potato casserole, because you can eat it for like as a side and also as a dessert. But everything else you have to have together. Like if I eat the turkey and dressing, then I want a little bit of cranberry sauce. I want some gravy. Like, you have to get a bite of everything in there to make it.
Okay, but what about when it's not Thanksgiving or a holiday season? What's your favorite
leftover?
What's
my favorite leftover?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, any type of pasta I feel like is always better the next day after it gets to sit in the sauce and, like, soak it all in. I make a chicken pesto pasta in the crock pot, which is really good. And then spaghetti, of course, is really good. So those are probably my favorite.
How do you do pasta in the crock pot? Do you just not cook the noodles and you just put a bunch of liquid in there or what?
So I put like chicken, the pesto, some butter, a little bit of lemon juice and like salt and pepper. And I let that cook for a little bit. And then I shred it up. And then I cook the noodles on the side. And then I put them in for like 15 minutes. Okay. All together, like mix it up. So
gotcha. Nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
I should learn how to use the crock pot more or the Instapot. Yeah. I'm so bad. I just don't like cooking.
Yeah, the air fryer is amazing. I use the air fryer like pretty much.
We love the air fryer here.
Yeah, it's a lifesaver.
The air fryer is good. That's kind of the only way. I don't really like leftovers ever. But I mean, if it's something like pasta or soup or like a pot roast and that kind of thing, or like bolognese sauce, that's always better the next day after it sits. But generally, I don't really eat leftovers. I don't like them because it's just not as good as the real food. Most of the
time. I like lasagna as a leftover.
Yeah.
That is just
my favorite
pasta stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, there's some stews. There's some, like, if I make a soup or a stew, like, leftover, that's not too bad. You can do it. Because it's, you know, the longer it sits there, it's just, getting all those nice juices in there and everything. So, but when it comes to holiday leftovers, I really don't like any holiday leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Feed those to the family.
Crazy.
But you know what I will do? What I will do, though, like the leftover meat, if there's any, like I did ham, or if there's any like red meat, I cut it up and make, well, like I made, it was ham, onions, and eggs.
Burritos.
Like burritos, yeah. Or I'll do steak and eggs and make burritos in the morning. So
I'll use the meat for something like that. Or if there's beef, I'll do like a grilled cheese with like short rib or something in it. Oof. That's what I want for lunch, a short rib grilled cheese. When I go to work, I'm going to be like, where's the short rib? I need a grilled cheese.
But what about like a short rib quesadilla?
Yeah, that's delicious.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
Love.
That's pretty good.
Love.
Okay, so I think we need to go into, speaking of all this food, I want to transition over to our irrational mom topic about like, why are women so irrational? And especially over a football game, right? And you guys were talking about this. I miss this, but... it means it's just
the game.
You don't
watch college football.
Yeah. And I just want to say, girl, like, you need to save those tears for something that really matters and not some stupid boy.
Right.
But something else, right? I mean, don't be crying about some game.
Well, you have not even like women, though, too. Like, just in general, the guys that, like, if their team loses and their whole day is just pissy ruined because of it, I'm like, really? Your life changes none because of that situation.
I
mean, like,
I definitely can get in a bad mood if my team plays like loses or something, but I mean, well, with the Rams, I've just learned to let it go. No, crying, I would never cry. But Poindexter, so there's a girl, of course, there's always some meme, but it was this Alabama and Auburn played Saturday. It was a really close game. All the rivalry games are like this last weekend of college football. So it was like Georgia, Georgia Tech, Auburn, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, and they're all, no matter whether one team is way better than the other, they're always close. Mm-hmm. They're always kind of chaotic.
Because like, it's just like always that rivalry. Is. Like, we got to go head to head. They're not going to let that one go. Like, it doesn't matter how bad they are. They're going to put everything out there for that game.
And Alabama's way better than Auburn, just like Georgia's way better than Auburn. But Auburn gave both teams a run for their money. Like, they're still a good football team, right? And so the Auburn fans, I mean, they thought they were going to win this game because it was literally like a last second kind of Hail Mary-ish pass on 4th and 30 or something.
I mean, it was definitely.
Jalen Milroe just dotted it in there and dude caught it.
In the perfect spot. Like, he took his time. I was like, oh my God, throw it.
Right? You're like, hurry up. And he's like, nah, I know what I'm doing. But so
and
this
then the face is just instantly dropped.
Because it was at Auburn. So of course they're just like. Shocked, you know, one girl, of course, there's like just silent tears streaming down her face. It's like, oh, honey, you're going to be a meme. Stop that. Hide your face. Like, come on.
And she was. As soon as I saw her face, I was like, oh, girl, you don't know what you've done.
So do you think she was a girlfriend of a player on the team?
No, it's so just college kids. They're drunk.
Well, I mean, she could be
passionate.
Okay.
Probably not. Like, I mean, she may be, but most of the time it's just fans in the crowd. I mean, tons of people were having a similar reaction to her. But, you know, the camera just catches her. She's super cute, bubbly, and just like, you know.
Oh, just this sad. Aww. It's just a very sad thing. But, of course, after all the up and down, I was like texting Annabelle. I'm like, there's nothing funnier than a pretty Auburn girl cry.
Yep.
I don't like to say mean negative things, but I was just like so up and down from that game that I was just like, oh, dude, these people, I can't stand it.
It was, and after that game ends, I'm thinking, God, I hope Georgia has our game is more like relaxing and not. Dude, that game was just the same. It was a stress ball and a half because normally Georgia, they've been sketchy in the beginning of every game they play, but then they pull away and it's fine. And that's what happens most of the time when a team is better is like the other team just gets worn down. Like they can keep up for like a half. And Alabama basically has the same thing with the teams that's played. But man, this game did not end until I was screaming and throwing stuff. Like I do get fired up, but I'm also in my house. So it's different. Yeah. You can act
you get fired up in my house too, though.
Well, that's
like,
true. But I'm
yelling at the TV and
out in public is my
in
point.
Her comfort
I wouldn't
zone.
I wouldn't be acting like that. I'm sure I'll be screaming on Saturday because the dude, if you look at like the lineup of the statistics for like all Georgia stats and all Alabama stats, they're almost equal on everything. And somebody put this big sheet together and it's like they highlighted who's better at which one. And it's perfectly even going back and forth. Like they're very close. Like this game is going to be. Whew.
It's going to be a good
okay, game. So what time is this game so I know when I need to start drinking?
It's at 1 o'clock our time. So I think it's a 4 o'clock game on the East Coast in Atlanta. But so it's at 1 o'clock. Let's see, who else plays? Oregon and Washington play, which that's another one that's going to determine who goes to the playoffs. That's at 5. Let's see, Oklahoma, Texas in the morning. That'll be good. What's the other one? Oh, Michigan, Iowa, they play at 5, too. That's the Big Ten Championship. That's the other one that's going to determine playoffs. So.
Okay, so I guess all day Saturday we're going to be watching.
I mean, we can do something. We don't have to, like, only watch football for the other games. But for the
SEC
it's fine.
It's totally fine. No, I mean, I know how you are this time of year. I mean, that's how I am on Sunday. So I guess all weekend we just need to figure out, like, what we want to do Saturday night then. Like, maybe we just get Zelda's and just call it good.
Yes! Mm-hmm. I love Zelda's. Yeah. It's so good. Have you had that with us, Tris?
No.
Wait. Zelda's pizza?
Oh, no, we talked about it. talked about it the last time I was hanging out.
We gotta do
That's good as a good leftover food.
I'll eat that leftover. Hell yeah. Put it in the oven. I like to put pizza in like a nonstick, like my egg pan. My egg pan is my nonstick skillet because that's the only thing we cook in them is eggs. But if you put the pizza in there on a very low heat, by the time the crust is bubbly, the bottom's like crispy again. Good. Oh, it's a good way to heat pizza up. This. I mean, you can't do that for if you're heating pizza for the whole family, it doesn't work. But if it's just for yourself, yeah, it's good. So good.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that sounds like I think we have a plan then for this weekend.
I'm excited.
I'm going to have to just get someone to drive us over there and pick up the pizza.
Well, that's a problem why we don't get Zelda's very much, because you have to go get it. It can't be – nobody's bringing it to you. It's not like – they don't have a delivery. It's not like on DoorDash. You just got to – somebody has to go there. And I hate going places, so.
And then since it's football, I guess maybe we'll just make some Bloody Marys. And that then just – yeah, Bloody Marys and pizza. That's like my favorite. That's my go-to if we're going to be watching – football all weekend.
We're just gonna have to for the SEC championship, we just gotta set up like the FaceTime with you and and we'll just like we'll watch it together. We can
yes,
I can yell at what's his face.
Yes, I can hear. I can like, so I can
he's
so,
gonna
like,
be so my, upset.
We'll be talking to each other so much.
No, I'm like, I don't know how people do this. Like, statistically, I think people who watch football are at a higher risk for a heart attack. And I can see that because I'm not even, like, super emotionally invested in, like, a lot of the teams. But it's still, like, gets your heart racing to watch.
Oh, it does.
If you pick somebody that you're going for and you're just, I mean, yeah, it's easy to get, like, tangled up in it.
I think imagine the people that gamble on sports all day.
Well, maybe I would cry. Okay, now that's a good reason to cry.
If
you have a lot of money on a team and you lose, I might cry about that. But in general, I don't cry a lot. I mean,
Period.
Like, I cry all the time. Okay, I'm a teacher, and I totally get that. Like, that's why I was like, I feel bad saying this girl should be crying, because I know, like, if you've got a lot of, maybe it was just everything built up. I just don't understand the crying about specifically about a football game, even if you've gone there and all that stuff.
I don't get crying in general, anyways. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes me a lot to cry, and
I'm like once every 5 or 10 years, if something really bad happens, and that like sometimes I'll be upset, and I'll be like, man, I'm so sad. Maybe if I cry, I'll feel better, and I'll be like, never mind. I just can't.
I've been close to crying if I was like hangry and I needed food ASAP.
Oh my God. So I can totally see that.
I start getting anxious and I'm like, I need food. I'm hangry right now. Give it to me.
I can see that.
But do you keep snacks in your car?
Actually, not usually, but there actually are, like, there's a bag of roasted peanuts in my car right now. That's not open, just in case.
Cashews in the door.
An emergency. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just take it out and it's there, ready.
I'm surprised there's not more snacks. Like, you don't have a snack bin.
No, I have a small snack bin for kids in the car.
Yeah. When I worked at Sprint, I worked there for like 10 years, and my desk drawer, I had boxes of Little Debbie's stuff in there. Like, I'm serious. And I had all the snacks, I had all the good stuff. But so I try to not do that anymore, just because I will eat that stuff if it's.
But you could have like healthy, but I guess, I mean, when you like work from home and stuff, it's different.
Yeah.
Like I don't need snacks in the car very often, but I do have them because, like, when you pick up the kids and you got to drive them from here to here, whatever, you got like waters and Gatorades in the car and some
bars or whatever. I don't keep them in the car, but like if I'm going to an appointment, like a lot of times if I have gym the same day that I'm getting my lashes done or something, it's like gym, I have to go home and shower, get ready, and then drive to my appointment, and I'll take like an applesauce and a protein brownie or something. So like I try to snack healthy-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, I keep a little bit of snacks in the car, but that's about it. All right. So I think that about wraps it up for this week. A few things. We do have our raffle giveaway. Is it a raffle giveaway? I guess it's not really. It's like a.
I don't know. How would you call
it? It's just a giveaway. NFL giveaway.
It's a giveaway, but I think with a raffle, you usually have to buy tickets or something. You don't have to buy.
That's true. So it's not anything. A raffle giveaway. So
yeah, we don't do gimmicky stuff, guys, just for the record. We don't make you buy anything to join anything. You do have to click four buttons. I know it's a burden, but you don't have to purchase anything.
They don't have to spend any money. Yeah.
Exactly. You can spend a little bit of time.
Yes.
And what else? What's our charitable thing?
Yes. So every year, and this is the second annual fundraiser I've done for the Fisher House Foundation. Real fast, Fisher House Foundation is like a Ronald McDonald House, but it's basically a house that serves military and veterans families when they have a loved one who is in a VA hospital or a military hospital. There's like 90 plus of these houses around the United States, around the world, actually. So if you have a loved one in the hospital, like I've done that, my dad was in the hospital. We spent a ton of time at these Fisher houses and they've helped my family out. So this is very close to my heart. And 98% of all the proceeds go directly to the families in need. So they have a very, very low overhead, which is really good because a lot of these foundations, a lot of that money goes back into
paying
administration costs.
Salary. Yeah.
Yes. And then this one doesn't. So, but yeah, that fundraiser is still going on my Instagram page. So if you want to go over and donate, there's a few more days. We've already hit our goal this year. So, I had a fan that donated a lot of money to make sure we hit the goal. So, but if you still want to donate, all the money doesn't even go through. I mean, I don't even see it. It just, Instagram takes care of it. It goes directly to the Fisher House Foundation.
Right. This is not a Poindexter or Annabelle or Tris raising money thing. This is for the charity. It goes directly to the charity. So you guys know.
Yes. But again, it's like, I think with all of us, we come from military backgrounds and we want to just be able to give back to, to those people that actually serve and protect us. Okay, so that kind of wraps it up for this week. You can listen to our podcast on Apple or Spotify or go to irrationalmoms.com and you can watch us there. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell a friend. And again, enter our Rams giveaway on Twitter and
the drawing's Friday morning.
Yes.
So you got to do it. This will be out tomorrow, which is Wednesday. So you got to do it by Friday morning around 9 a.m. We'll go on and use like the randomizer thing to pick somebody. So
yes.
Enter before then. And go dogs.
Oh my gosh. No. We'll be back with more snacks.
Eat it. Eat it.